This is Sunday Satsang, April 12th, 2020. Someone's asking a question. They heard a lecture and they understood the following three things. This lecture said there's three things we should always try to do for our devotional service. First thing is criticize our plans and just follow Krishna's plans. So the person is, they say, can you please throw some light on the first one as how we can practically apply it in all the situations? So this person is asking a question on a lecture they heard, where the lecturer, the devotee obviously, made a point. He said, as far as bhakti, we should criticize our plans and just follow Krishna's plans. I disagree with this, first of all. The plans of, first of all, this word, he says, we should criticize our plans and just follow Krishna's plans. Any intelligent person has what they call a game plan, a life plan, a mission statement. So we have to plan our life. We have to, everything is systematic. Even bhakti is systematic. There's 9 stages of bhakti. Adoshara, tatata, sadasanga, bhajana, kriya, narta, nivritti. Everything is in a krama. Everything is in a krama. There's stages. There's 9 stages. First there's faith, adoshara, then sadasanga, then bhajana, kriya, diksha, and then shiksha, and then anartha nivritti, cleansing of the consciousness, and seva, Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. And then one gets some taste, gets some inner satisfaction, and his life becomes auspicious, and the kleshagni, all inauspicious things are destroyed, and he becomes peaceful and happy in heart. And then he attains nishtha, then rushi. So there's stages. And so we have to... he said we should criticize our own plans. No, we should, I'd rather say we should make intelligent plans all the time. How to advance. In the whole Indian culture, which is based on the Vedas, it's has a principle of sankalpa. Sankalpa means making a resolution. And this is Devi Jagran. I'm going to fast for 9 days until sunset and only eat fruits to please Devi, or whatever. Or it's Chaturmasya, I'm going to fast to please Krishna, please Vishnu. I'm going to eat khichdi once a day and nothing else but water. So we make a sankalpa. Everything is a sankalpa. Even when you make a plan, sankalpa is a plan. I'm planning. Today is Ekadasi. Krishna, today is Nirjala Ekadasi. So we make a sankalpa. Even the sankalpas are written in the shastras, the particular shlokas that you chant, the verses you chant. Oh Lord Krishna, today is Nirjala Ekadasi. Please give me the strength to properly observe all the rules and regulations of this Ekadasi for your pleasure. That is a sankalpa. Sankalpa means a plan for accomplishing an action. It's your personal plan. So it says, we should criticize our plans. I disagree completely with this principle. We shouldn't criticize our plans. We should make intelligent plans how to advance. Plan every day. Intelligent person plans his day. He plans his month. He has a 5-year plan, a 1-year plan, a 1-day plan. Planning means properly arranging your life and utilizing every moment to serve Krishna and please Krishna. Because just like sankalpa is a principle even in diksha, in the very beginning of spiritual life, one takes diksha. And Hari Bhakti Vilas explains that the disciple has to take a sankalpa, and the words are there, he has to accept. He says he has to accept the guru. He says, yes, I accept you as my guru. So that means that's a personal plan, a sankalpa. He's making an acceptance for accepting for life and life after life. So always it says criticize our plans and just follow Krishna's plans. What are Krishna's plans? Krishna's plans are in a shastra. Krishna's plan. Krishna gives a 4-point plan in the Bhagavad Gita, 9:34 in 1865. 4-point plan. Always think of me, become my devotee, offer obeisance unto me, and worship me. So we should make a plan how to do that. We should make a plan. How can I always think of Krishna? Oh, well, I make a plan. I'll write shlokas about Krishna's beauty, and I'll put them in my pocketbook. I'll have shlokas in Sanskrit and English translation, or Hindi, whatever, about Krishna's beauty when I'm traveling on a bus or a train or sitting in the car, going somewhere. I'll open my pocketbook, and I'll look at the shlokas, and I'll read the shlokas, and meditate on Krishna. And I'm making a plan. I'm making a plan, and I'm putting these little cards with Sanskrit shlokas on describing Krishna's sweet beauty. And I'm going to, my plan is I'll look at them in the car or in the bus or in the train, metro on the way to work. Or now I'm stuck home and lock down, lock up or whatever. They lock up prisoners and they lock down citizens, non-prisoners. So everyone's locked. It's locked means karma bandhana. Bandhana means bound. Everyone's karma bandhana. Everyone's bound by their karma. But devotees are free. They have no karma. They're just serving Krishna. So she wanted this person, mommy, to shed some light on this. So how do we practically apply this in all situations? Criticize her plans and just follow Krishna's plans. Krishna's plans, I just said, he's just think in all situations, am I remembering Krishna? Am I worshiping Krishna? Am I bowing down to Krishna? I'm thinking of him. I'm acting like Krishna's devotee. That's the analysis we should follow. And we should have plans. We don't criticize our own plans. We should make plans. I want to visit all the holy places in Vrindavan. I planned, my next vacation, I want to visit the 12 forests of Vrindavan. I want to go to Atsasaki villages, the birthplace, the villages of Radharani's Atsasakis. So we make plans. So this is a bogus proposal. Criticize our plans and just follow Krishna's plans. Krishna's plans are in the Shastra, in the Gita 9:34. He says, Satatam kirtayantam am yatansas chadri davrata. With a great determination, one should always be engaged in devotional service and always chant my holy name, Satatam kirtayantam am.